But this is a live stream edition of the Damon G Show, brought to you as always by Anchor.fm, your one-stop shop for podcast needs. You can find me on social media at Damon G Show on both Twitter and Instagram. And this week, I am once again joined by my coaching partner in crime, Coach Sarah. Thank you for joining me again.
Thank you.
For those who are uninitiated and who don't really tune in the last couple of weeks, Sarah and I have gone down this rabbit hole of relationship interactions, human interactions, what we know about dating now versus years ago when we were younger. And that's kind of parlayed into more people wanting to get both of our feedbacks in terms of human interactions and just our clients, their stuff, our stuff, growth in general, the pain of growth. And I feel as if that's, you know, that's something that you and I talk about extensively outside of any streams or YouTube or Twitter or whatever. So I'm going to lead off with this. I'm going to lead off with the pain of growth. Now, that is something you and I work with our clients with a lot. Mm-hmm. About growth, fear, outside the comfort zone, things like that, that kind of give them a bit of hope to continue to move forward, while at the same time challenging them to want to make those changes for themselves and not for anybody else, which has led to, you know, not just you or me, but our clients having these moments of clarity and just developmental growth of, holy crap, this is where I'm at now versus where I was before. And personally, just you and I have struggled with that, and we've worked with people like that. So when I tell you the phrase pain of growth, what is one of the first things that pops into your head?
Oh, it has definitely, it's first thing that pops in my head is, for me personally, because this has been something that's happened the past week, is facing the fact that you're not where you're wanting to be. And sometimes that's really hard to accept some things about yourself that you don't like. That's hard. And then making scary decisions that aren't easy, that aren't normal to society, societal norms. Sometimes in order to grow, you have to just kind of give them the bird and do the best you can. And it's scary at times. It's scary at times. That's how I felt about it this week. Actually, it's the exact word, scary.
So what happened this week?
I had this realization that the past 6 months, I have been making every single decision based off of fear, which I hate that. I don't like that I've done that. Something I talk against all the time with my clients, like all the time. And I had this realization about how much of my life was based out of fear of being honestly homeless again and without grounding, which is, it's a valid fear. Like, so sometimes your fears are valid, but basing every decision off them can definitely stump your growth. So that was my realization, and I've had some clarity about where I want to be in the next year, and it's going to require me to make some hard choices that aren't going to be popular with a lot of people. So it's been fun, hard and scary. Fun in a sarcastic way, by the way.
I feel that. Because I've seen you go through the epiphany. I've seen you have the light bulb. So the question I'm going to pose to you, and it's not going to be too in-depth where you have to dig deep for an answer here. It's more, what do you tell the client when the answer is literally staring them in the face and the soul, and they're still refusing? Because it's not an inability in my estimation. I think more often than not, we know the answer. We know what we want to do. We know the road we have to hoe. But yet, we don't. So you have a client, for instance. They are literally staring their destiny in the face, their own personal destiny. but they don't want to admit to it. What do you tell them?
Oh man, I'm laughing because that was me too this week. I've had two major realizations of like, I've kept myself from knowing where I want to go and my dreams and my, I've kept myself from knowing, or I just ignore the fact that I did know, because if I knew, it means I had to take action. Right. So subconsciously I was like, oh, can't do that because of my fear of all kinds of stuff. But when it comes to dealing with a client with that, it really just takes a lot of long conversations. Well, what do you want? Why do you want that? What's stopping you from doing it? Like, having them come to the realization is the most important thing. Because if I just sit there and go, this is what you're supposed to do, why aren't you doing it? It instantly is like, well, at least for like me personally and a lot of my clients, if I'm like, do this, they're just like, I'm like, you're not the boss of me. That's my instant reaction. Who are you? Like, back off kind of thing.
You're not the boss of me.
Not the boss of me. That's my go-to words, by the way, since I was 3. But it's a matter of getting them to the realization. I had to have that this week. I had to have someone just be like, what's stopping you? That's literally what's stopping you from, like, what do you want? What are just 4 basic, simple things? You don't have to be detailed about it. What's 4 basic, simple things you want? What do you think is stopping you from getting there? And then if they have very clear lines about it, well, how do we change that? What do you think is a way? It's a matter of helping them create a plan for themselves without even realizing that's what they're doing, kind of thing. And and then it's up to them what they do with that. They have a choice. They can have the realization and do nothing with it. That's on them and their growth journey. And I've done all that I can, and that's on them. And maybe one day it's like a seed planted, and one day it'll sprout, and then they'll start growing, kind of thing. Just needs the sun and the water to just timing, right place, right time. Are you ready to grow? Seed planted in the right soil, you know, are they around people that are gonna water them? I'm being very metaphorical right now.
Oh, you are being very coach speak right now, just an FYI.
I am. So it's because I'm sober. So
So in other words, if this episode was happening drunk, it'd be a different story.
If I was having a drink tonight, I would be a little less poetic. Yes.
Less coach, more less bossy. Coach.
Yes. Yes. Very much so.
Sadness, my friend. So
the truth.
This week I saw the light bulb go on. So let me just let the audience know. I was physically in the room.
You were there.
When the light bulb for you went off. Mm-hmm. And to be quite honest, it was beautiful to see, to see the light, the lightning kind of strike you personally. And it's happened for me. And we had this talk yesterday where I have my own light bulb moments of just, we're going to do this now because that's what I want to do. And that's actually going to segue into, you know, our main talking point of tonight's show is just when you're on your own, when it's just you, no. And I'm not saying you don't have any backup. I'm not saying no one has like confidants or people they can count on. But day in, day out, when your success is strictly dependent on you, what are some things that you yourself, and I can chime in with my little list of ways that make you okay with being with yourself, like just in that mindset?
I will tell you, part of my journey of learning to be okay with myself. Whew, there's been like, this is going to be very practical list and it may not work for everyone, but for me, like I had to intentionally like read books that were going to help me become better, or audible books, because to be honest, I'm running around with children half the time and sitting down to read is a gift. And part of me that helped me ignore the fact that it's just me, because as someone who is coming out of a codependent relationship and has dealt with codependency and learning to be okay by myself in my journey by myself, that was a good distraction. But it was a healthy distraction, because I was also getting good, I was getting value from it, and it was intentional, like intentional books, growth books. That was my first, personally, the first step in my journey was just getting fed good content.
Okay.
Good content for sure. That was the first thing on my list. I started doing things by myself. Now this sounds so simple, like, but where I was at, I didn't even like to go to the grocery store by myself. I didn't like to go anywhere by myself. I was that codependent. If you're a recovering person from codependency, like, start doing fun things by yourself. Go rock climbing. Go to a coffee spot and just sit. And I'm a big people watcher. I think we've done that in a coffee shop. It's just sat there.
Oh, we have. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Just go learn to be okay and find beauty in it, because there is. And honestly, that time being alone is a really healthy, good time to reflect on who you are, which is why it can be scary and hard. And I think that's why a lot of people avoid it, because you're left with just yourself. And do you actually like yourself? And so we have to learn to like ourselves very, very, very slowly. It's a journey. This is not like a quick fix, like, oh, here's I'm going to like myself tomorrow kind of thing. This has been over a year for me, and I'm still learning to be okay with me. Oh. Go do some of your list, because I'm trying to think.
Okay, so the first thing for me, and you and I have seen enough personal development content mixed with red pill content to know my number one is figure out your gosh darn purpose to being on this planet.
Yes.
And by that I mean and the audience doesn't know this, but I have some outtakes from an episode I was going to do about these. And it started off. So started off talking about this thing in particular got me really fired up, because the purpose of your existence is not just to go home, go to work, punch a time clock, go on TV for 4 hours, and go to sleep. If you think deep down inside, if you think that was the number one reason you were put on this planet, please call one of us and we will walk you through that.
Yeah.
Because the number one thing I have figured out for myself is figuring out what my purpose on this planet is. Now, my purpose has taken me in a whole bunch of different directions. You know, it's taken me from behind this microphone. It's taken me to working with clients one-on-one. It's taken me to meet people from all walks of life that I never would have met in any other realm or any other way, shape, or form. So that's my focus. That is the focus of my life. The focus of my life is literally trying to meet as many people as I possibly can while alleviating whatever the travail is through any kind of modicum of this, of this, of discourse, dialogue, constructive conversation. And I don't mean physical pain, obviously. I'm not, you know, if I had the power to go boom and everybody's all healed, that'd be great. But I'm talking about talk it out with me. What's your pain point? Let me see how we can work this out to where you are feeling better about yourself and your own progress. That is my number one thing, is to figure out what the hell I was put here for. Because for a long time, full disclosure audience, for a long time, I thought I was put here strictly to be married and have 4 kids. Back when little Damien was in his early to mid 20s, he literally thought his purpose was to be a dad.
Can't judge you. That was me. Side note, I'm gonna pause real quick here. You said I saw the lightning strike you. The second you said that,
there's lightning strike outside. Lightning.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, and now it's. I didn't realize it was actually a storm. So if you're hearing things, it is storming pretty hard right now. So,
which basically means it might make its way to me in about 40 minutes.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
But that's the number one thing for me, what was figuring out what my purpose is. And that is what makes me okay with being on my own, you know, just trying to figure it out. And yeah, I have you, I have other people I bounce ideas off of, venting sessions, whatever you want to call it, but I'm still focused on my purpose. And we talked about the job. We talked about how one of these YouTubers, I believe his name is Infinite Waters, Ralph Smart, he says job stands for just over broke. Because again, my father, my parents, they fit that description of all they want to do is go to work, go home, watch TV. That's it. Like, that's it? That's all you want out of your life? Especially the latter years of your life? Nah, could never be me. But that's the thing for me. I'm not trying to judge people. I'm trying to rescue people. I'm trying to save them from themselves, save them from societal pressures that they themselves don't really think that they really want, but yet something is whispering in their ear to say, no, this is what you really want. You want to keep up with everybody outside. You want to do what everybody else is doing. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be an individualistic person. That's too risky. Are you insane?
Yeah. I am grateful for my parents because they very much focus on my individuality. I was very, well, to some extent. my father was very much go do something unique to you in your purpose. Like, me and my dad don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, but this is one thing like he instilled in me and I'm grateful for, because it is, purpose has always been a part. Discovering my purpose has been something, it's always been in me, even when I was confused about my purpose, because like you, it was, oh, I'm supposed to be this stay at home mom with two kids, and I somehow surpassed that. And just take care of the household and be this perfect little wife, which I was not cut out for.
That's not your bag. It's fine.
It's not me. Not me. And it is okay. I'm grateful for that, even though I lost my purpose. But so many of us, I mean, are instilled within school systems, which I could go on about school systems. Within school systems, societal pressures and norms is go out there, finish school, get a degree, get a high-paying job so you can come home and what? Have a house, a nice house? Like, but you're miserable at your job? Like, to me, it's not worth it. It's not worth it to just, oh, I'm making a bunch of money, but I'm sick. I'm sick to my stomach all the time from stress, or I'm just not happy, or I'm working all the time and I can't go be around the people I love or go experience things. Like, it's not worth it to me. Not worth it to me. I would rather make some mediocre money and have complete peace rather and doing what my purpose. I think that really is the number one thing to being okay with being by yourself, is knowing you have a purpose. Because when you're by yourself, you're like, all right, where am I moving towards in that? How am I moving towards that? It's taught in society. It is taught and ingrained in us from a tiny, tiny child. Because I mean, I have people in my kid's life that tell them, oh, you need to go to college and do this, that, and the other. I'm like, maybe.
And for context, everybody, her kids aren't even old enough to be in double digits yet.
No, they're not even in school yet. This will be my oldest first year of school. First year of kindergarten this year. So this is ingraining it in them this young is... I mean,
it's frustrating. Right?
Yeah. If like, if you need, if you want to go be a veterinarian and a doctor, like, that is your passion, your purpose, and you want that with every fiber of your being, that does sure. require a degree. Go get it. But if you, if what you want doesn't require it, why waste your time and money? That's my own personal.
Yep, that's fine. You're getting off on a tangent there, homie.
But like, the societal pressure is just to have a degree, to have a job, to like.
I get it. Purpose? I get it.
Purpose. Sorry, you got
so
that
for me. Okay, so for me, okay. when I was searching for my purpose, because to be quite honest, I've been in denial of my purpose for a long time. I've been in a lot of denial about what it is, what I thought it was. And for me personally, like I said, if I wouldn't have known 2 years ago that I could legitimately, without anybody giving, without giving two shit, and that's number two, don't give a crap about what anybody says about your own personal life, us included.
Yeah. Like,
if you want to listen, that's great. If you want to say, hey, Damien, I wipe my ass with what you're telling me, that's fine too. Well, all I'm saying is, the minute we drop the, oh, woe is me because person X doesn't like what I'm doing with my life,
mm-hmm.
you are stuck in that perpetual pleasing cycle.
Yep. It's
give the, once you drop that, you once you drop that, the weight off your shoulders becomes so relaxed and mm-hmm. you're so free. And I'm not saying go out and rob everybody and kill people and go on a mass murder spree, but it goes back with purpose. If you are on your purpose and on your goals and on your aspirations, and no one's going to deter you, no one's going to knock you off your pedestal. I know people are going to try. I'm saying no one's able to do it. That's 2/3 of the battle right there.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I mean, that's such a huge one, is learning to just, it doesn't matter what anyone else says. They are words, man. They are words. And okay, they don't agree with you. They don't support you. They don't want to be in your life anymore because you're going after your purpose. Do you honestly want them in your life in the first place? If they to be kind of blunt about that, but like, yeah, it's hard. You get so stuck when you get hung up on people's opinions. It is not that. That's another hard part of growth right there. Getting past people's opinions. That is a hard one. And it's funny how if we really deep dive why we do what we do, and what so much of it probably has to do with because we don't want to disappoint person
that's it. That's mm-hmm. it. We don't want to be shunned. We don't want to be made fun of or belittled for the choices we make. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to disappoint those. Sometimes it's more traumatic than just a simple talking to. Sometimes there's abuse where if you're trying to go through, like when you're younger or children and growing up in abused homes, I want to be an actor. That's what I wanted to be when I was 16. I was doing improv theater. I loved it. I loved everything about improv theater. But I'll never forget, at 17, I said I was trying out for drama. I got smacked in my face because I told my mom I wanted to do drama and not marketing. So there you go.
Yeah.
It's a struggle. And I have clients that I've worked with on stuff like this, where they grew up in verbally abusive and physically abusive homes where they're afraid to make choices because they still think they're going to get hit if they make a choice that may or may not work out.
It's weird how like embedded that gets into you. It mm-hmm. it really is, the insecurities, and that's where you need counseling, to be honest, to be truthful, because it is not, so many people look at like counseling and coaching as a, like, there's something wrong with you. There's something, yes. You're broken, you're psychotic, you're crazy. And so, like, no, I don't need counseling. I'm not that messed up. But when you start growing, when you start growing and becoming going after your purpose, you're good. There's gonna be some speed bumps where you're like, I don't even know what to do with this. This is stopping me and holding me back, and I have no clue what to do with this. And that's where a fantastic coach or counselor comes in and can absolutely make a difference for you.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. And another thing on my list, you know, now that I have you here on the Damon G Show, everybody, just want to remind you, you can support the show. We do take donations via PayPal, via anchor.fm. Find all that stuff there, even on Cash App. Cash App is $ Coach Damon G. If you want to support the show, $1.50, 99 cents. I tell you today, I have a $1 subscriber that gives me $1 every month for content. And bless their soul. I know they don't have a lot. And it's just, thank you. You know, to anyone who donates, just thank you. But I digress. The next thing on my list is focus on bringing joy to yourself. A lot of us get stuck on the people pleasing, where we forget to please the most important person, us. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned going rock climbing, going, doing stuff that fills your cup, as people like to say. Man, let me tell you, there is something, and I told you the other day, Monday, I literally took no clients on. I stayed home. I see your cat in the background jumping around.
Yeah, there's two of them. They just jump back and forth.
Yeah. Sorry. I stayed home all day Monday. What did I tell you I was going to do? I was going to watch anime, work out, and read. And that is all I did on Monday. A full 24 hours from get up to get down was just me doing basic resting, filling up my cup. You know, for you, like you said, rock climbing for some odd reason, but you know, whatever
floats your boat. That's why I was thinking, I was like, I really want to do that. That's why it was on the top of my head.
Got you. But also, when you're focusing on your own happiness, you're not worried about pleasing other people, to go back to our previous point of worrying about everybody else's 2 cents that don't make $5 for you. So there's no point.
I literally just had this conversation. It was either today or last night. I really think it was today with someone about, listen, you have to, if you cannot take care of yourself, like you're overworked and you're not happy and you can't take care of yourself, you cannot give to anyone else. You can't. You can try, but they're not going to get the best version of you, and that's actually in turn going to end up hurting you and them. It is so, like, as a parent, I have to be conscious of, all right, I need to go to like free play and just step away from my children for a little bit and have some time just to myself or with other people that aren't my children, because otherwise I'm just over and beyond done with them, and they're not getting a present mom. And that's for anyone in your life. If you are over, you just have nothing to give. If you are empty and have nothing to give, they're getting the shit at the bottom of the barrel. Like, literally, you have to fill up your cup. And I'm sounding so much like a coach today.
Well, you are a coach, so there's that. I'm just
extra today. Fill up your cup and feel okay. Do stuff for you. Go get your nails done. Like, I don't know, like, whatever makes you happy. Also, that came from because I want to get my nails done, just in case you're wondering.
Random segue, but that's okay. That's okay. So one more thing I have on my list here is spend time with people that recharge you rather than drain you.
Oh, yes. 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 Yes.
Okay. Yes. You mentioned free play. You and I have made some really good connections at Free Play Richardson. Shout out to Chris Delp. Shout out to Lauren. Shout out to Michael Beltran, Carlos, everybody from Free Play, who has welcomed us with open arms to the community, where you and I go to we recharge. We don't even go to play games anymore. We literally just go there
like
to support everybody.
You play
Cubert, I play Crazy Taxi. We eat, we drink, and we talk to everybody. And that's kind of how we spend our recharge. A lot of it for you also is working out from home. You work out no matter how late you bust out for your fitness group, you bust out a 45-minute workout, no matter what time.
I'll do that after this. That's how late these workouts come in. Yep.
So that's a matter of you recharging the batteries, so to speak. Mm-hmm. For me, it's simple. It's getting behind this when I'm not on the clock with a client. It's going to free play. It's going to the gym. Shoot, it's going to the local barbecue place over there and getting a really good damn taco or burrito and saying, oh yeah, feed the need, my friend. Feed the need. And here's a little, people who may not know this about me, one really odd relaxation technique I have for myself, which might not make sense, is when I do laundry. Doing laundry.
So can I do my laundry?
Yeah, you have kid laundry. I'm not trying to do kid laundry.
That's a stress point for me. Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, ever since I was about 15, 16, where I started to really go to the laundromat, that was kind of my escape from, okay, I don't need to deal with this drama right now. And even as an adult now, since I've moved to Dallas specifically, man, doing laundry is so relaxing. Obviously because I have a washer dryer in my apartment, but just sorting my clothes, separating, humming some song while I do that, you know, and then just chuck it and say Jordan or Kobe every time I shoot socks into the washer. Things like that fill my cup. And conversations like these, when you and I talk about red pill culture and then we get mad and we want to throw tables.
Yes.
And get angry.
As mad as I get, it's still refreshing and fun because you just get to get it all off your chest about how annoyed you are with humans sometimes, and which is why being around people, like safe people that you can do that with, is important. People that fill you up, let you just bitch real quick, and then you're good.
I mean, how many times have you literally texted me to say, can I vent? Yeah, go ahead.
Isn't that like a daily thing?
Yeah, essentially. But that it's was, okay that because...
That was me Sunday. There was something that triggered me, and I was like, I am very upset right now. I need to just yell, not at you, but I just need to deal with it. And then I did, and it was fine. It was fine.
But what do you say to those people? And I've had this, where people say, who coaches the coach? That's one. But how can you help people when you yourself are growing? Because we've had this debate with people. Mm-hmm. When you yourself are continuously growing as a person and as a coach, mm-hmm. how in the world are we any more capable of helping people than helping ourselves?
So it's funny you asked this, because I was just reading an article about my girl who we discussed, who's going through some stuff. Yeah, the face. That was one of the complaints, is how are you going to help people when you're not okay yourself? Yeah. What did they say? You're just using it to make money. Here's the thing. Listen, we'll debate that one. Here's the thing. There you go. We put people on a pedestal sometimes that they have to have it all together.
First mistake.
Let me be clear. No one has it all together. No one. Zac Efron, there's a reason I'm pulling to him, okay?
Random Zac Efron reference, go ahead.
I just watched a show with him that I love. Anyways, he does all this traveling, and his life on Instagram and on his show that I'm watching, where he's traveling and trying all these amazing health foods, because I am a little bit of hippie, so his life looks like perfection. And we mm-hmm. can very easily put him on a pedestal and look for advice from him. And the second anything bad happens, it like discredits everything. So it's hard, because when you're coaching, you do get put on a pedestal in some people's lives. But it's very, communication's important. I don't know that you can prevent being put on a pedestal. You can't really do that.
Because it's not up to you. You're not the one putting yourself on a pedestal.
No. We can help people because we are on that journey. It's like, okay, we're on this journey. We're seeing how it's affecting us and how the change is, it's hard, but it's making us better as a person, and we're actually happy with who we are, and we want to take people along. And it's like turning around, like, come on this journey with me. And that's what people need to realize. It's with me. It's not, I'm here, let me take you along, and let me pull you up to this level. It's, come with me, let's work through this. I may be a little further along in my journey than you. And that's okay. Maybe one day you'll surpass me. It's not something I can, who knows? But like, it's a matter of, I don't know, being vulnerable, authentic, and for me personally, and just taking, I very much communicate. Like, if I don't know something, I'm very much, listen, this is not a question for me to.
Right.
This is something I can refer you to. I don't know how to handle the situation. This is not something I've been through. When it's something I've been through, it's.
I laugh because what you just said, you essentially said my catchphrase, because I've been there.
Been there.
I am the coach that's been there. And everybody who's worked with me knows that's my go-to line. But the reason why I laugh is because that right there is what makes us successful. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that everybody that we've worked with or will work with knows that we have been where they are. We have started off new fitness programs. We have started off at rock bottom. We have started off putting the pieces back together after a traumatic event. We have been there to do that. And I think that separates us from the money grabbers on Instagram and YouTube and the guru types and I want you to buy their $997 course. And mind you, folks, it always ends in 97. Just want to point it out to you.
The $97 course.
The $97 course. We won't get into that before we get out of here, just because I want to get you mad about things. Is there anything else on your list of being okay with yourself?
I think you hit actually a whole lot of mine.
Cuckoo.
I think that's five, huh? We just did a list of five. I like that. Nice round number for myself. I think we hit most, you hit a lot of mine on my list.
Cool. So I want to take the last 10 minutes or so, and I'm going to look at the camera really sheepishly and say, do you want to make some people mad?
Do I want to? Yeah, let's do it. Let's
do you
do
want
it.
To join me in making some people mad?
Uh-huh. Let's do it.
Potentially.
Why not?
Potentially.
Potentially. Okay. Are you going to make me mad in this process too? Probably.
Well, no, because I told you before we jumped on air what I was going to say. Now, you and I, we watch some content creators, Mediocre Tutorials and Reviews is one of them who talks about...
It's one of my faves, by the way.
Who talks about how marriage is not necessary.
It is antiquated.
It is antiquated, and it makes no sense when you really boil it down. And here's what I'm going to make people mad about. Convince me that marriage is nothing but a business decision.
I don't know that I can, because I'm about to make some people mad. I'm about to break some people's hearts and my family specifically. I don't know that I can convince you, because I'm not convinced myself. Like, it's paper. It's legal. It's like, I know plenty of people that live like they're married and have a committed relationship like they're married, but not legally married. I'm not convinced. Unless it's, I don't really know. I've gotten into this with some people because they're like, oh, well, it just shows the world. I'm like, no. That just makes, like, if something bad happens, the process so much harder for you. The argument is, well, it shows the world and it just makes your commitment that much stronger.
Does it? No. Because you had a party?
Because you had a party. Like, you can do the wedding and party without freaking actually legally getting married. I am not one that I didn't want a wedding when I first got married. Was not about it. Had one anyways. I was able to do it under $5,000 because I'm a boss, but, and I'm just, I budget conscious, but like, there's no purpose. And here's the thing, we talked about this, it's a way society has it. You don't,
go, don't hold back, go.
Society says you have to have this wedding to prove your love. That is not how you prove your love.
Does society say that as a whole, or is it just people?
People.
There's no law that says thou shalt get married on Tavern on the Green.
There is no law. It is people. It is just the societal norm. It's what everyone does. And you've been dating someone for so long. When are you guys getting married?
None of your business.
Yeah, why? It doesn't matter. I have people in my life who've been together for probably 30 years, not married. But they're in a loving relationship. And there's no point. Why? We have a house together. We do everything together. Like, what's the why? So,
and you're not going to get an argument from me. You're not going to get an argument from me. I know probably about 3 couples right now that have been together for over 20 years and they have no inkling of wanting to get married. They have been living happily. They own property together. Everything is documented, noted, signed. They have 2 kids. They love their life. They don't live in New York. They live in other states. But they are completely ecstatic about the thought of not having to give into that societal pressure or familial pressure. You have to get married by XYZ or else your love is not validated.
But, listen, first of all, no one can validate your love.
You and your partner. That's it.
Stop. This is our main point a lot of times. Stop looking for validation in other people. You don't want to get married. You don't want to get married. If it's something you guys want to do, like, go ahead. Like, that's on you. That's your journey. If you want to have it in courts and for some reason it makes you feel like your love is stronger, but do you have to? No. No. Not if we're going to come even from a religious standpoint. Even if we were to come from that, like, that would be between you and God. Fuck the law. Oh my goodness. I didn't even have
that. Well, before you go jumping off the screen in anger, I just want to, again, let people know, I'm not knocking if you yourself, people, want to get married or want to have children. All I'm asking is for the discussion of, is it really necessary when you think about it? And is it only necessary because it was passed down to you, that thought?
Tradition?
Traditions? Was it put in your head? Or deep down inside, at your core, is getting married really important to you? Is having children really important to you? And again, if that is really important to you, not because great-grandma, great-grandpa, mom, dad, sister, brother, everybody else named mama said you need to get married. Yep. If you woke up on a Tuesday and you look at your partner and say, let's get married, because for whatever reason, that's what you decided. Mm-hmm. Do it because that's what you wanted. Mm-hmm. Because then when you do it, after you want it, then you do it, then you hate it, but you did it. Sort of like children. I've had this discussion with people who have told me that they live vicariously through me when I was doing my travels before COVID and stuff like that. You know, that they married kids and they wish they could live their life like I was. And part of me said, well, I mean, you could bring your kids and your wife with you and your husband with you, but
it makes it harder. You can do it.
It makes it a lot harder, right.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying being cool Uncle Damien is like a badge of honor here, but I appreciate and I am blessed regardless that I don't have children, because that's not something I want. That's not something I need. That's not something that fills my cup. That's not something that motivates me to be a better me. because one, I've worked with kids my entire career almost as a youth counselor and therapist. So obviously if I'm in the office working with youth, then I come home to my own, table flip, you know, or just, I have friends, you know, yourself included, who have kids, and inevitably cool Uncle Damon is going to show up, and that's all I need to know that, hey, the future's in good hands. You know, there are kids I meet day in, day out from my old jobs that the future's in good hands. Yeah, look, Thanos is right. You don't need me, contributing to the population where all we need now is for some purple grimace looking dude to come down, snap his fingers, and half of us are dead. Okay, population control. Thanos is right in Infinity War. Don't at me. He was always going to be right in Infinity War.
I'm not convinced that Iron Man does not exist, by the way.
He's got in real life?
Yep, he's got to exist. Maybe not, you know, Tony Stark, but...
You had me going there for a second. Like, wait a minute.
No, I'm convinced that there is some military suit out there that we are closer to the MCU than we even realized.
I'm sure there's an Ant-Man, a Spider-Man, a Falcon, a Winter Soldier, something along those lines.
I don't know. I don't know. The way the world's going, I'm not... Who knows? Who knows? I'm not that crazy, guys. But...
You're a little crazy.
I'm a little.
All right, so before anyone else gets mad again, do you...
Yes.
I think the main thing that Sarah and I try to get across to people we care about and those listening, just make the choices because that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's never too late to start making choices for your own benefit. Being selfish isn't always evil as people make it out to be. I'll never forget, people would tell me all the time when I would say, oh, I'm tired on social media. I would say, man, I'm exhausted. You know, I've done 4 broadcasts today, worked out for an hour, had some clients. And then they chime in with well, that's because you don't have kids. You can't be tired. You don't got kids. Oh, man. Like, really? I need kids to be tired?
You're not helping Damien want kids. So I don't know. Those are the people that are telling you, why don't you have kids, too? Guaranteed.
I'm over here working 13 hours a day, and y'all telling me, yeah, you're not tired because you don't have kids.
Oh, God.
Okay, Grandpa, whatever you say, you know?
Yep. Do you. And actually, before you make crazy big decisions like to have kids or get married, really think about what you want. Like, really think about it and why you want it. That's important, because I wanted to be married. I wanted it. I wanted it with all my being. I wanted it, not realizing why I wanted it.
Right.
Which is the base of my marriage was why, that ignoring the why I wanted it set up this unhealthy foundation, and it wasn't healthy. It wasn't healthy. So know why. Why. Know your why.
And know your why. And I think that's a good way for us to let our clients know. Just, if anyone wants to reach out, you can find, you know, both of us. We're all over the place. You know, I'm at Damon G Show on Twitter and Instagram. You can find Coach Damon G on Facebook. Just if you want to talk, vent, you know, Coach Sarah is here too. If you want to talk to Sarah, if you don't want to talk to me, just reach out to me and let Sarah know.
And reach out to him and then come to me, because me figuring out technology is a fun thing, like Twitter. So
So before we go, I got one more thing I want to ask you.
Okay.
When I say the fuckery, what does that mean to you?
Oh, that is a very vast word I use often. It is the chaoticness and stupidity in the world to me. The fuckery. Just the... When I look at it and I'm like, what? Why? What and why? How? Where I have too many questions that go unanswered in a situation. That is when I'm like, that is the fuckery.
That's the fuckery.
That's the fuckery. For me. Uh-huh. That's just the... It's the fuckery. I feel like the word, I'm probably wrong, but I feel like the word explains itself.
I think for me, my definition, and I can look it up on Urban Dictionary because I'm sure it's there, of the fuckery is when all of the logical evidence is staring you in the face to something.
Yep.
And you're either A, in complete denial, or B, you are doubling down on your defiance because you want to be edgy.
Yeah.
Or you just sound, or my personal favorite, people who act as if they know and they don't know squat about something. Whoa. And they want to sound intelligent and intellectual while debating you on the basis of no facts.
So, you know, my issues with hipsters.
Yes, you have told me.
That would be it. I'm like, what? Who told you this?
Google. No. The Google. Google. The Google, as my mom would call it, the Google, because she can't just call it Google. But yeah, no, that's, and shout out to Dio, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be as well versed in learning about the fuckery. It happens. And you're going to reach people, you're going to come across people in this vast universe of just, wow, that's really where you're doubling down on your defiance, or
yeah, that's really what you're choosing to
the hell to die on. Yeah. But that, my dear friends, is the fuckery. Mm-hmm. And on that note, I think that's a really good time to end today's live stream. Hit me up again, DamonGShow@gmail.com. Find it at the same name on Instagram, Twitter. I'm on Twitch now at DamonGShow.
Oh, I'm on Twitch too. I don't know how to use it though. I just watch it.
Well, if anyone wants to give Sarah techniques on how to use technology, because she's no good at the technology.
Yeah.
She's no good. Oh, and Sarah, can you show the audience your merchandise, please?
Yes, I can.
I know that didn't sound right, the merchandise. Well, yeah, you can. She is wearing.
Yes.
She is wearing one of my t-shirts. You can find them at whatamaneuver.net. It ain't faulty being salty. So for those who follow me in my past broadcasting life and currently now my.
You're wearing merch too, aren't you?
Yes, I am wearing my I have no gimmicks needed t-shirt. It's basically I don't need a gimmick to get behind this microphone. I'm me. There is no gimmick here. I don't hide behind it. And you can find any of those t-shirts at whatamaneuver.net. And what I'm going to do for anyone who buys a shirt from now until the end of August, I am going to donate all proceeds to Saving Free Play, our favorite arcade. Shout out again to Free Play. Play Richardson open all. Lauren just chimed in and said merch. Yes, merch for a good cause. So, hey, Lauren, good to see you in the chat. But just want to let everybody know, anyone who buys a shirt between now and the end of August, I will donate all proceeds to Saving Free Play Arcade. Unfortunately, they lost their, due to COVID and other things, they lost their Denton location. Had really awesome, your location, because it's closer to your apartment.
Yeah.
And the beer was kick-ass, let's be honest here.
Yes.
And now they've had to reduce their hours to every other place that's not Richardson. So they had to cut Fort Worth and they had to cut Arlington to weekends only, Friday through Sunday. And that's pretty sad, because Free Play is pretty much, if people talk about trying to find your tribe, that's a place where Sarah and I can say we found our tribe. So that's my little way of saying thank you. From here on in till the end of August, anyone, I will donate directly to Save Free Play, FPR Free Play Richardson, and look them up online. They have Patreon, they have merch, they have stickers, they have mugs. They have, I believe it's a home version of just cozies and coasters and glasses and mugs. Just it's a special place to us.
I think there was at one point a Monopoly, but that was a discussion today. I don't know how true that is.
Right. But anyway, that's just, yep, thank you. See Lauren in the chat. She goes, that's my other family. It's true. And they're amazing. And I always make the comment of, without you, there is no me. You know, Free Play helped me out a lot. When COVID happened, when that first delivery, Chris Delp talks about it all the time. That first delivery, you know, to the apartment of food and beer. And I've just kind of been a mainstay there. And Sarah has joined me in being one of the mainstays at Free Play Richardson. And again, we don't even play. We play specific games. Everyone's over there playing Street Fighter and yeah, Marvel versus Capcom, and we're over here playing Q-Bert and Crazy Taxi and Galaga and Simpsons Arcade and Pac-Man. But help out if you can. Look it up, Google it, Free Play Richardson. They have locations on the weekends, again, in Fort Worth and in, what's the other, Arlington. They're all a lot of fun, run by really good people. Stop by. I'll be there this weekend. We may start having on Wednesday a wrestling viewing party at Play Richardson every Wednesday for Nerd Side of the Ring, a new podcast that launched last week with myself and other members of the Free Play family. Sarah.
I will take credit for the name. I'm just saying.
Yes, it is Sarah's name. She did come up with Nerd Side of the Ring. But yeah, that's my pledge. No matter how much money it is, even if it's one shirt, two shirts, three shirts, I will give that money directly to Free Play to help in my own way, shape, or form. And Lauren said it. They helped her through tough times last year, and she can't thank them enough. It's family. It's better than Olive Garden. When you're here, you're family. It's better than that. And they have really good beer. Shout out to Mike behind the bar with his beer recommendations.
Mike is one of my favorite people, too. I think I say everyone's my favorite people there, but yeah. He serves me alcohol, so.
How can you not like Mike? He serves it.
I know.
But as always, I think that's it. We're going to end it here. Damon G Show. Thank you, Coach Sarah, for being part of this. As always, you can find it on anchor.fm, the digital version or the long form version, or the video version on YouTube, Instagram, as well as Twitch, which is now the Damon G Show on Twitch. And we will catch you next time.